This is KERA. I'm Sam Baker. Diabetes affects more than 11% of Dallas County's population. The county's public hospital, Parkland Hospital System, has begun a quality improvement program called Diabetes Inside, aimed at people with type 2 diabetes. Type 2 is not dependent on insulin, but it can be harmful when it's not managed properly. Dr. Luigi Meningini has Parkland's Global Diabetes Program. For KERA's Consumer Health Series, Vital Signs, he talked about the new program and why type 2 diabetes is such a problem in Dallas County.
We don't quite understand the mechanism, but we know that over time, those insulin-producing cells produce less and less insulin. On top of that, with type 2 diabetes, you often have resistance to insulin, meaning that the body does not use insulin very effectively. And over time, this insulin production falls. Then as blood sugars go up, we need to implement treatment. Diet, lifestyle activity, exercise, medication. But if you live long enough with type 2 diabetes, most people will need insulin injection.
Do we know what causes type 2 diabetes?
We don't know exactly the genetic makeup. We know there are definitely genetic predispositions, but we also know that the environment is just as important in determining your risk of developing type 2 diabetes.
Does that account then for why the rate of type 2 diabetes in Dallas County and or Texas is high?
We not only have a lot of access to food that is highly caloric and that can drive weight and a lot of the inflammation that is attributed to diabetes, we have an environment that sometimes is difficult to be physically active in. For example, we use cars as opposed to walking. And we have a population that is particularly susceptible to type 2 diabetes. For example, African Americans, Hispanic Latino populations are at increased risk of type 2 diabetes.
So is this the reason why Parkland Hospital wants to get involved in a quality improvement project?
For over the past year and a half to 2 years, there's been a huge investment into growing a global diabetes program, which is looking not only at the hospital and the specialty clinic, but also the large primary care network to see how we can optimize care for patients with diabetes, improve access, and be more effective in terms of going out to the community as opposed to waiting for the patient to come to us.
Who qualifies for this program?
Anybody with diabetes obviously qualifies for this program. We are going to focus on the highest risk patients. Parkland has 50,000 patients in their registry that are listed as having diabetes, and about 25% of them are considered to have poor blood glucose control. So we are already starting to narrow down the focus. And what we intend to do is focus on individuals who have high A1C levels above 9%, so poor control that can be associated with complications, and specifically understand what are the barriers to care that are driving these poor numbers and developing strategies to address those specifically.
What's at risk to a patient without this kind of program?
There is the risk of eye damage, kidney damage, nerve damage. Diabetes, as you know, is the leading cause of non-traumatic amputation in adults, blindness in adults, heart disease, the leading cause of kidney disease in adults. So it has huge implications with regards to morbidity, to mortality, to health, to well-being, and to quality of life.
What's at stake for the community here?
We focus on blood sugar. That's a simplification. Diabetes kind of affects not only the patient, but the community, the environment, the family. And as the medical community, we are not able by ourselves to address the diabetes problem. We need to involve the community. We need to involve our leaders, our politicians, our decision makers, because to effectively address diabetes, we need a concerted group effort on this.
Dr. Meningini, thank you for being with me.
Sam, it's been a pleasure as usual.